you can brave the elements. His frowning, frosted eyebrows are noble, like those on the wartime Bond Drive posters from the 1940s. Constance remembers those, or believes she does. But she may just be remembering history books or museum displays or documentary films. So hard sometimes to tag those memories accurately. Finally, a minor touch of pathos. A stray dog is displayed, semi-frozen, wrapped in a child's pink nap blanket. A gelid baby would have been better, but for lack of one, the dog will do. The two young commentators make awe-cute faces. The girl pats the dog, which wags its sodden tail feebly. "Lucky guy," says the boy. "This could be you," it's implied, "if you don't behave yourself. Only you wouldn't get rescued." The boy turns to the camera and solemnifies his face, even though it's clear he's having the time of his life. "There's more to come," he says, "because the main part of the storm hasn't even hit." It's worse in Chicago, as it so often is. Stay tuned. Constance turns off